Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Dan, you like this one, huh? Let's get a little more run on the show. I like it. Hour number three on this Friday, the 5th day of March, 2021. Great to have you riding along with us. Bunch of maniacs over here. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key on Twitter. Dan is at Dan in the studio. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000. Sports radio to 21,000. Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527. 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast channel 900. You missed any portion of the show, you want to listen back to anything you may have missed on demand, you can visit our podcast on SoundCloud, Apple, Google, Spotify, and of course, the iHeartRadio app. Listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. And as we were just wrapping up our, a little bit of our discussion about Michigan and Michigan State, the game from last night, once again, great to see that the state of Michigan, full showcase for the entire nation to see. That's awesome. I just think that, unfortunately, State did not have their best season, right? And that's okay. That is okay. I think that from a Michigan State perspective, last night's game was kind of to be expected, and so therefore, maybe the pain doesn't hurt as much. Does it stink losing to Michigan? Yeah, sure, of course. It's the same feeling as if Michigan were to lose to Michigan State. But Michigan having a very special year. Michigan State, getting caught up in this kind of down year. That's going to change, folks. It's Tom Izzo. They're going to, he's got a good recruiting class. Anybody says that he should quit or be fired, preposterous. But you're going to have a down year. Now, will they make the tournament if they lose to Michigan again on Sunday? And depending on what they do in the Big Ten tournament, they could be out. And they're playing for their lives.
Right. I think if they win a Big Ten tournament game, I think they'll be in. If they're in a playing game or get a bye, that is unsure of at this point. Because I think what other fans keep forgetting, too, is that other teams are losing as well. Like, it's not just, we all have to focus on what State's doing. Like, other teams have to play their way in also.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see – I shouldn't see MSU get punished for losing to possibly the best team in the nation two times in a week. It's like, oh, they're in. Oh, they lost to a number one seed twice. Let's take them out. Is it fair? Yeah. No. But, again
– I don't know how
I'm not the committee, though, but that's just how I feel and how I view it.
Does the spread matter? Does the point differential matter here? If Michigan runs them out again by like 19 or 20 again, do you think that plays a role?
It could. I don't know. Like I said,
scary times.
It's one of those things State fans are not used to, where you're gonna have to sweat it out. And another thing I used to, a streak ended last night. I'm not sure most people are aware of, but with the loss yesterday, Tom Izzo has his first losing season in Big Ten play of his career.
That's crazy. That is insane. And he had to win both just to get the 500.
Yes. He's gone 500, I think, three or four times. But, yeah, this is his first losing Big Ten season of his career. So
yeah, that's how much of this season is an anomaly.
Right.
To our friends in East Lansing. So, for those that are listening in that area.
So, if your State friends are going a little crazy, just bear with us. We're not used to this. We don't know how to handle ourselves. We don't even know how to handle ourselves when the team's good.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's difficult.
What do you expect when the team's bad?
I really like the video that Michigan State put out pregame, too, with the Draymond quotes and everything else. Like, I thought it was a good video. Like, I watched it. Right. Okay, that's good. I was like, that actually kind of feels like a Michigan hype video, to be honest. Like, I'm kind of hyped up watching that. So, it was cool. Like, they had the shot of Izzo from a couple years ago when we had the glow sticks. We had the foam maize and blue light sticks that, the arena's dark. And that's what I miss the most.
Right.
I
and one thing I need to
so
ask
much.
You, because yes, yesterday was supposed to be a virtual maze out. How did that play out in the arena, or did it at all?
I have no idea. I think that was for online viewers that were going to take in pregame stuff that wouldn't be shown on television, and then the postgame stuff that wouldn't be shown on TV.
Okay. Because I remember hearing about it, seeing the signups for it. There's, again, no mention of it on the broadcast because they weren't really talking about the game. I mean, Vitale was still saying, like, oh, it's a tight game. It's like, it's 25-point deficit right now. Like, the game's over, Vitale. You missed it chugging Pepto-Bismol in the first half.
Are you serious?
We didn't get that out of him. We got nothing out of him. He was horrible last night.
Too bad.
Like, it wasn't even, like, peak Dick Vitale where it's just, like,
He's old, man.
Overzealous.
They have to be saying, but they can't say diaper dandy.
No, he gave Hunter Dickinson a diaper dandy.
But he's not, I mean, yeah, he's a freshman, but come on.
He's a freshman.
On.
That's the application.
Come on.
But he just seemed very checked out on the game from the start. And so it was just, that's where it was a hard watch because he was, for most of the first half, he just wasn't commenting really on the game. They were just—they're like you said, doing talk radio, and that's where color guys get lost on me. It's like that's where Dan Dockage can come off as annoying in some games, where it's like, dude, this isn't your morning radio show. Like, do the stuff you're good at. Like
the hows and the whys—that's what you got to give us.
Right.
How did this happen? Why did this happen?
You're at your best when you're explaining what the big guy should be doing down low. Like nothing's better when Dan Dockage is on the court showing you, like, this is what he needs to be doing right here. Right, we can't get that right now, but like that's where you're great at. That's what fans want out of you.
Yeah, it's the experience in, you know, the only television crew that I can remember that actually being live at the game was Fox Sports 1. Everybody else was calling from a studio. So we saw like Jim Jackson, and I actually saw Jim Jackson at the golf course 2 years ago. But I just yelled, Jimmy! My buddy's like, who? What? That's Jim Jackson. He's a legend. But outside of that, like, you know, it just everything kind of it just feels different. And it's unfortunate that, you know, for the players, it's one thing. They got the confetti and the sign and everything else. And it's kind of, I don't know, maybe business as usual. Obviously, you would have loved to have seen it with fans there singing the fight song and everything else. But I think that for one part that hasn't really been discussed is just the regular students, that are part of student sections that, you know, purchase their tickets and line up outside, freezing cold weather, just to get in, to be able to watch, to be able to be a part of the Maze Rage or whatever your the Izzone or whatever your student section is called. Those kids that missed out on this entire year of a college experience, for the seniors that are going to be graduating this year in 2021, the fact that they didn't get a football season, they didn't get a basketball season.
And
not so much the players, because at least they still got to play and they still got to have that experience. But for the kids that live for this stuff while they're on campus, to get cheated out of it, like, that stinks.
And right.
They had some videos from the Maze Rage, like certain people saying, thank you, seniors, but it's just not the same.
Right. And it would have been nice because, like, it was announced this week in the state of Michigan that arenas can start hosting people now. Like, you can have a portion of the crowd, but under Big Ten rule, you know, teams still couldn't open arenas up. It would have been nice, like, I'm not even sure if Michigan did or did not, to, like, try to really push hard, be like, hey, Thursday, can we at least get like 300 people in or something? Get some students in here outside of friends and family. Can we do something safely? Because we're about to do something special here.
I don't think the governor cares.
Well, no, the governor opened it up. I'm just saying it would have been on the Big Ten. Because the governor opened up, expanded the rules a little bit this week.
Because it's over 10,000 is...
You get like
$700
sort of made up number.
750.
Right. But still, like, under Big Ten rule, Michigan still wouldn't have been allowed to have people in there outside of the friends and family.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying, like, under that, like, and I'm sure maybe Michigan probably did, like, contact someone, like, can we do something here?
But then they got to do it across the board.
And again, but there's only two games left, so it's like one or two games left of the entire season.
Trust me, I'm fine with it. You're not going to hear any argument from me.
So it's like
let them in.
Right, just like, can we do something here? And again, granted, though, Michigan's also in a sticky situation because their campus is under weird COVID protocols as well with what they're going through. So who knows if university officials would even have allowed that.
We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Right now, new customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 wager on Israel Adesanya to win against Jan Blachowicz in their fight on March 6th. This is going to be awesome. Just use bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Get ready to start betting with confidence and turning knockouts into payouts. Sign up today and discover BetMGM's boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets if Adesanya beats Blachowicz. Come on, you don't want to miss this grudge match. And BetMGM makes it even that much more thrilling. Get in the ring with the king and enjoy fight night more than ever before. It's always showtime at BetMGM. New customer offer. Paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
At Meijer, your health and safety is our first priority. That's why Meijer Pharmacy has partnered with the CDC to administer free COVID-19 vaccinations when they become available to us. Register now to get your free COVID vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Text COVID to 75049 to get started. That's COVID to 75049. You can also visit your Meijer pharmacist or go to clinic.meijer.com for more information.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, ThePizzaMan.com, or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino, Ryan Elke, Danny Cahalan all joining you here this morning. Live from the Michigan Network, Michigan Sports Network studios. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. Let's get to GB Ritz, who's on the horn. Getting Rick rolled, just found out what that meant. GB, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, and this is live Disco Friday on the Sports Network station in Michigan. This is the last three songs have been all disco. What the heck's up with that, bud?
Well, you know, I was like, hey, we haven't heard from GB in a while. Let's see if we can't get some theme music for him and bring him back to, you know, hey, tell me how much you love the 80s, GB. Just be honest here. How much did you love the 80s?
Well, I was 30 years younger, so I loved them a lot. You know, what can I say? So, you know, I could hit the ball better, too, in the 80s. But anyway, that said, I'm making progress. Oh, the 80s were good, too. They had the 84 World Series, so what the heck?
You know, there you go.
The other teams were – the Pistons were just progressing up in the late 80s to win their first couple championships with Isaiah. So always good in the 80s as far as that goes. You know,
it was the 80s. You know, they had big hair and, you know, Miami Beach, Miami Vice. Like, it was great.
That is true. Oh, my gosh. Flashbacks. But things are progressing. I just get a little update. 30 days post-op yesterday. So
excellent. You feeling good?
Yeah, all down the hole. I'm caning it now. The walker's been put away, put to rest, you know, back in mothballs. So no setbacks so far. I mean, things can still happen. I just don't want to get too cocky here and say, yeah, everything's just hunky-dory. But on the whole, things are moving upward. And things are better every day, you know. Except for the Red Wings, unfortunately, since that debacle in Chicago where they got drubbed 7-2.
They bad or what?
First two periods last night, they were competitive, and then all of a sudden the real Hurricanes showed up and just forechecked them to death in the first 3 minutes of that third period, and the game was over. You know, there was just the Wings have no answer when that happens. You know, the minute they just get, they succumb to hard forecheck, and their team structure just evaporates very quickly. And consequently, and too bad for whoever is in goal, Bernier or Grice, you know, they're just, you know, they have no chance. So it is what it is with them.
They don't respond to puck pressure very well.
That's a very good term. Yeah, you are absolutely right.
Pressure causes mistakes. So if you're gonna forecheck and you're gonna be aggressive with it, and depending on what style, you know, if you can carry it through the neutral zone into the offensive zone, obviously that's you know, priority number one. But if you can't do that and you're a dump and chase sort of team, or you know, employing that strategy on whatever line, and you dump it in there and you get after it, and if you're willing to win those battles in the corners, and then even if you do end up surrendering the puck, if you can continue that pressure near the faceoff circles and really force a team to work hard, not only just to clear their zone, but to even, you know, to even get it into the neutral zone and just keep hounding guys, like that wears down, you know, young players quickly. And we're a team that just does not respond well to puck pressure.
You're right, and the key, probably the key to responding well, is to make better passes to clear your zone, or at least to move the puck up ice. And to me, that's been a soreness for the Wings for a couple of years now. Their passing has just been terrible. I mean, and granted, guys coming at you and you're trying to hit a player, your passes aren't going to be accurate anyway. But a lot of times, the other players aren't putting themselves in a position to receive a pass anyway. So it's a dump out, and then the puck's coming back at you in milliseconds because they get it at center ice and everything just turns around and comes back at them. So we just have to take these last 22 games with a grain of salt, and they don't play till Tuesday. I guess they're home against Tampa Bay for two games. That ought to be fun.
Love the sarcasm. Yeah, that ought to be fun. They're off until the ninth. So they've got they have so much work to do that you know, it's disappointing. They got to win the lottery. And even still, you're still looking at years. You know, it's just
look at Buffalo. They got Eichel 5 years ago and whatever, however long he's been. I think it's 5 years, 6 years, whatever. And they're still struggling. You know, they put pieces around him too. Free agents have come in and they've done a lot of stuff, and it's a crapshoot, you know, and it's just all about development of the players. You know, I'm not even confident that if the Wings are this bad and they're going to be in line for the number one pick, that they're going to get it, because the Wings have got, don't even get me going on this, but I will say, in the last four drafts, they've dropped eight or nine positions in those four drafts. I just have no confidence in the bingo ball system when I can't see the balls being picked.
Amen to that, my friend. Speaking of picks, we got to get to our best bets. GB, great to hear that you're doing healthy. Thank you so much for the call. Hold fast, my friends. The Wings will improve at some point. At least we hope so. Let's get into our best bets from Twin Spires. You know the deal. You can download the Twin Spires Casino and Sportsbook app today. Enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. Use the promo code FREE1000. All right, Ryan, what do you got for us?
I have BetMGM picks. That's what I have for you.
Give me that, too. I don't know what's going on. Give me the BetMGM. Right. Give me the Twin Spires. Give me all of it.
We're into Maction right now.
Oh.
That's what we're doing. It's Maction Friday because NBA's on break. Big Ten's not really playing today. So we're going Maction. First game, we're staying in the state of Michigan. We have Eastern. We have Western in Kalamazoo tonight. Western, 2-point favorite somehow. Who do you have?
Give me Eastern.
Anthony was texting us like 3 days ago saying that Western may be the worst collegiate basketball team in the country. So I'll take Eastern Michigan.
Yeah, as a Chippewa, we never pick Western to win. So go Hurons. Let's go Eagles.
Wow. Didn't expect to hear that. All right, game number two.
Game number two. We'll stay in the MAC.
Ooh.
Because, again, let's see what we got here. NIU, possibly worse than Western, at Central. Central, 5.5-point favorites.
Give me CMU. Big upset, -5.5. Yeah, give me CMU, just because a big win against Toledo coming back from 17 down in that second half. Give me the Chips.
Yeah, I'll take the Chips as well. I don't know if CMU is in the MAC tournament, but I know that NIU is not. So that says that Central's maybe a little better.
Yeah, fire up Chips. Now let's go.
Duh.
Yeah.
Wow, those were easy.
Right.
Game number three.
Game number three. This is for you, Anthony.
Ooh.
We have soccer.
Oh, yeah.
We have Man City versus who?
Manchester United.
We have Man City, though, the favorite going into this. Minus 210, while Manchester United is plus 550. I thought Manchester United was good. I thought they were the better man team.
Glory, glory, Man United. Give me the Reds. Let's go.
I mean, we have to go opposite Anthony, right?
Haters.
Go City.
Go City, beat United. Is that how it goes?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Up City? I don't know what they say.
Yeah, I don't know because I'm a Chelsea fan.
So. Chelsea!
And by say Chelsea fan, I once watched three of their games. Like,
I thought that was your wife's name.
That is
I'm teasing. Name. Game number four.
Game number four. We are going to go back to college basketball.
Yes.
Big games. I want the winners of these two games combined. So Saturday we have Illinois, Ohio State, and the second best rivalry in college basketball, Duke and North Carolina. So I want the winners for each game.
I will take.
That's game four and five?
Well, I have a fifth game as well, but just this will count as one.
I'll take Illinois-Duke.
Ryan?
I'm going to take Ohio State-UNC.
I'm going to go Illinois and UNC.
All right, final game. We have a line on the All-Star game. On Sunday, Team LeBron versus Team Kevin Durant. LeBron's team, 3.5-point favorites in Atlanta. I wish they'd make the players coach these games instead of getting coaches.
I'll take Team LeBron.
Yeah,
I think it's like Luka, Giannis, Steph, LeBron, and Jokic. I'll take those guys.
Give me LeBron.
I didn't realize we had so many LeBron lovers on this show.
I'm gonna take
Team KD.
There you go.
I'm the Durantula team all day.
Best bets for BetMGM. They're in. We'll step aside back with more Exit Bros. Michael Hare, DetroitLions.com joins us next. Anthony Bellito here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the sportsbook ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.